Chapter 44. Night she coaxes them out for a walk, and if a body can believe her, she actually bullies them off to church 3 times every Sunday. S.Y., the little dev missionary. Really, she's a genius. Worthen. She's a bud, I tell you. Dear me, how she's brought those girls' health up. Cheeks? Just roses. Gait? They walk on watch-springs. And happy? By the bliss in their eyes, you'd think they're in paradise. Ah, that Gretchen. Just you imagine our trying to achieve these marvels. S, you're right every time. Those girls, why, all they'd have wanted to know was what we wanted done, and then they wouldn't have done it, the mischievous young rascals. Worthen. Don't tell me. Bless you, I found that out early when I was bossing. S, well, I'm immensely pleased. Now fetch them down. I'm not afraid now. They won't want to go home. Worthen. Home. I don't believe you could drag them away from Gretchen with 9 span of horses. But if you want to see them, put on your hat and come along. They're out somewhere trapsing along with Gretchen. Going. S. I'm with you, lead on. Worthen. We'll go out the side door. It's towards the ambush. Exit both. 50. Enter George and Margaret. R. Her head lies upon his shoulder, his arm is about her waist, they are steeped in sentiment. M. Turning a fond face up at him. Do Angel. Geo. Liebst. M.O. Das Liedchen das du mir gewidmet hast ist so schön, so wunderschön. Why had ich gegen das du ein Poet wärest? Geo. Mein Schatzchen. A is mir lieb wenn der Deichlinig geht Jeffelt. Emma, A is mit der Zerdlichsten Musik Jeffelt klingt ja, so sus unselig why das flüstern des Sommerwinds diaben dammering hinderch. Wieder fürst. Sag is wieder. Geo. Du bist wie ein Blum, dash so schon und hold und rein ich schau dich an, und wem ich schlieg mir ins Hers hinein. Mir ist als ob ich die Hand aufs Haupt der Legion salt, bettend, das Gott dich erhält, so rein und schon und hold. M.A.C.H.
Dumb show sentimentalisms.
Georgie, Geo. Kinchen. M. Warm comments I nicked. Geo. Das weiß ich gar nicht. Sei wären, M.S. Word spat. Wormussen sei antreben. Com. Geo. Ich glaub sei werden recht bald ankommen, aber
exit both. 50.
Enter Gretchen, R, in a state of mind. Slumps into a chair limp with despair. Gr. Ach. Was word jetzt aus mir werden? Zufelig hey bitch in der Fern Denver Dampton Papa Jessehen. Und die Frau Werthen auch. Oh, dieser Schening die hat mir beine das lieben Gentlemen. Sei such and die Jungen Damon das weiß ich wenn sei dies und die Jungen Aaron Zusum and Fanden du Heiliger Gott. When das Jesheet, wherein were all gans und gar Verlerin. Ich muss sei glitch finden, und der ein warning geben.
Exit. 50.
Enter Annie and Will, R, posed like the former couple and sentimental. A ich lieb dich schon, so sehr deiner Edlin Natterwegen. Das du das watch ein Dichter bist. Ach, mein Lieben ist übermassig reich Jordan. Wer hat sich dachten bilden können das ich einen Mann zu einem, so wunderschön und jettigt hat begeistern können? W. Liebst. Es ist nur ein Klinik geht. A nein, nein, A ist ein echtes Wunder. Sei J noch einmal ich flie dich an. W. Du bist wie ein Blum. So schon und hold und rein ich schau dichen, und wem ich schlieg mir ins Hers hinein. Mir ist als ob ich die Hand aufs Haupt der Legion salt, bettend, das Gott dich erhalt, so rein und schon und hold. Ach, A ist himmlisch einfach himmlisch.
Kiss.
Schreit auch George Jedicht? W.O. Ja zu wählen. A.Y. Schon.
W. Aside.
Smouchism, same as I do. It was a noble good idea, to play that little thing on her. George would never think of that, somehow he never had any invention.
A. Arranging chairs.
Jetzt will ich, B. I. Der sitzen blieben, undo, W. They sit. Ja und ich, A. Du wirst mir die alt geschicht, die immer nu bleed, nach wieder zahlen. W. Zum Beispiel, das ich dich lieb. A. Wieder. W. Ich sei kommen. Enter George and Margaret. A. Das mag nix. Forten.
George und I's MS Bonnet. She reties his cravat, interspersings of love pats, etc., and dumb show of love dash quarrelings.
W. Itch lieb ditch. A. Atch. Nuch ainmal. W. Itch abe ditch vom Erzen lieb. A. Atch. Abermals. W. Bist du den nuch nix at? A. Nain.
The other couple sit down, and Margaret begins a retying of the cravat. Enter the Worthen and Stevenson, he imposing silence with a sign.
Michigan unjert sehr, itch ver hunger. W.O., do arms kind.
Lays her head on his shoulder. Dumb show between Stevenson and Worthen.
Und unjert a nick mitch? Du hast mir nicht einmal gesagt, a das itch dich lieb? Manigener.
Frau Worthen threatens to faint is supported by Stevenson.
Hor mitch nur an. Ich lieb dich, enter Gretchen.
Gr. Tears her hair.
Oh, das ich in der all wear. M. Ich lieb dich. Ah, ich bin so glücklich das ich nicht schlafen kann, nicht lesen kann, nicht reden kann, nicht a und ich. Ich bin auch so glücklich das ich nicht speisen kann, nicht studieren, arbeiten. Denken, schreiben, es,
to Worthen aside.
Oh, there isn't any mistake about it, Gretchen's just a rattling teacher. Worthen,
to Stevenson aside.
I'll skin her alive, when I get my hands on her. M. Com, Al Verliebt.
They jump up, join hands, and sing in chorus,
Du, du, why ich dich lieb, du, du, liebest auch mich. Die Zerlichsten Trieb, S.
Stepping forward.
Well.
The girls throw themselves upon his neck with enthusiasm.
The girls. Why, father. S. My darlings.
The young men hesitate a moment, they at their embrace, flinging themselves on Stevenson's neck, along with the girls.
The young men. Why, father. S.
Struggling.
Oh, come, this is too thin. Too quick, I mean. Let go, you rascals.
Geo.
We'll never let go till you put us on the family list. M. Right. Hold to him. A. Cling to him, Will.
Gretchen rushes in and joins the general embrace, but is snatched away by the Worthen, crushed up against the wall, and threatened with destruction.
S. Suffocating. All right, have it your own way, you quartet of swindlers. W. He's a darling. Three cheers for Papa. Everybody.
Except Stevenson, who bows with hand on heart.
Hip, hip, hip. Hurrah, hurrah, hurrah.
Gr.
Der Tiger IHH. Worthen. C.I. Ruhig, you hussy. S. Well, I've lost a couple of precious daughters, but I've gained a couple of precious scamps to fill up the gap with, so it's all right. I'm satisfied, and everybody's forgiven,
with mock threats at Gretchen.
W.O., we're worden fur ditch sorgen der Ehrliches Gretchen.
Gr.
Dank schon.
M. to Worthen.
Und fur sei auch, denn wenn sei nicht, so freundlich juisen wären, krank zu werden, why wären wir g, so glücklich zu werden why jetzt?
Worthen.
Well, dear, I was kind. But I didn't mean it. But I ain't sorry not one bit that I ain't.
Tableau.
S. Come now, the situation is full of hope, and grace, and tender sentiment. If I had in the least poetic gift, I know I could improvise under such an inspiration.
Each girl nudges her sweetheart.
Something worthy to, is there no poet among us?
Each youth turns solemnly his back upon the other, and raises his hands in benediction over his sweetheart's bowed head.
Both youths at once. Mir ist als ob ich die Hand aufs Haupt der Legion salt.
They turn, and look reproachfully at each other. The girls contemplate them with injured surprise. S. Reflectively.
I think I've heard that before somewhere. Worthen. Aside. Why, the very cats in Germany know it.
Curtain. 1. Explanatory.
I regard the idea of this play as a valuable invention. I call it the patent universally applicable automatically adjustable language drama. This indicates that it is adjustable to any tongue, and performable in any tongue. The English portions of the play are to remain just as they are, permanently. But you change the foreign portions to any language you please, at will. Do you see? You at once have the same old play in a new tongue. And you can keep changing it from language to language, until your private theatrical pupils have become glib, and at home in the speech of all nations. Zumbiespiel, suppose we wish to adjust the play to the French tongue. First, we give Mrs. Blumenthal and Gretchen French names. Next, we knock the German Meisterschaft sentences out of the first scene, and replace them with sentences from the French Meisterschaft like this, for instance. Je voudrais faire des emplettes ce matin, voulez vous avoir l'obligence de venir avec moi chez le tailor francais? Apostrophe apostrophe and so on. Wherever you find German, replace it with French, leaving the English parts undisturbed. When you come to the long conversation in the second act, turn to any pamphlet of your French Meisterschaft, and shovel in as much French talk on any subject as will fill up the gaps left by the expunged German. Example, page 423, French Meisterschaft. On dirait qu'il va faire chaud. J'ai chaud. J'ai extrêmement chaud. Ah! Qu'il fait chaud. Il fait une chaleur étouffante. L'air est brûlant. Je meurs de chaleur. Il est presque impossible de supporter la chaleur. Si le vous fait transpirer. Mettons nous à l'ombre. Il fait du vent. Il fait un vent froid. Il fait un très agréable pour se promener aujourd'hui. And so on, all the way through. It is very easy to adjust the play to any desired language. Anybody can do it. My boyhood dreams, the dreams of my boyhood? No, they have not been realized. For all who are old, there is something infinitely pathetic about the subject which you have chosen, for in no greyhead's case can it suggest any, but one thing, disappointment. Disappointment is its own reason for its pain. The quality or dignity of the hope that failed is a matter aside. The dreamer's valuation of the thing lost, not another man's, is the only standard to measure it by, and his grief for it makes it large and great and fine, and is worthy of our reverence in all cases. We should carefully remember that. There are 1,600 million people in the world. Of these there is but a trifling number, in fact, only 30-8 millions who can understand why a person should have an ambition to belong to the French army. And why, belonging to it, he should be proud of that. And why, having got down that far, he should want to go on down, down, down till he struck the bottom, and got on the general staff. And why, being stripped of this livery, or set free and reinvested with his self-respect by any other quick and thorough process, let it be what it might, he should wish to return to his strange serfage. But no matter. The estimate put upon these things by the 1,560 millions is no proper measure of their value. The proper measure, the just measure, is that which is put upon them by Dreyfus, and decipherable merely upon the littleness, or the vastness of the disappointment which their loss cost him. There you have it. The measure of the magnitude of a dream failure is the measure of the disappointment the failure cost the dreamer. The value, in others' eyes, of the thing lost, has nothing to do with the matter. With this straightening out and classification of the dreamer's position to help us, perhaps we can put ourselves in his place and respect his dream Dreyfus's, and the dreams our friends have cherished, and revealed to us. Some that I call to mind, some that have been revealed to me, are curious enough. But we may not smile at them, for they were precious to the dreamers, and their failure has left scars which give them dignity and pathos. With this theme in my mind,
dear heads that were brown, when they and mine were young together rise old, and white before me now, beseeching me to speak for them, and most lovingly will I do it. Howells, Hay, Eldridge, Matthews, Stockton, Cable, Remus, how their young hopes and ambitions come flooding back to Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.